Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The main UN aid agency operating in Gaza said on Saturday that acute malnutrition was accelerating in the north of the Palestinian enclave as Israel prepared to send a delegation to Qatar for new ceasefire talks and a hostage deal with Hamas. Emily Gell from Reuters reports.
A source told Reuters Israel's delegation will be led by the head of its Mossad intelligence agency, David Barnea. Hamas presented a new weeks-long ceasefire proposal, including a hostage and prisoner exchange, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said was still based on unrealistic demands. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees said one in three children under the age of two in northern Gaza is now acutely malnourished. The UN has said it faces overwhelming obstacles getting aid in, while Israel, which controls crossings, blames UN agencies for slow delivery. Israel has warned it's planning to launch a new offensive in Rafah, the last relatively safe city in the crowded enclave. Netanyahu's office has said civilians would be evacuated, but it did not give a time frame for the attack.
Emma Gell from Reuters. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the West's condemnation of forced Russian elections in occupied areas of Ukraine.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
For additional stories, visit VOA.